أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم المنافقون والمنافقات بعضهم من بعض يأمرون بالمنكر وينهون عن المعروف ويقبضون أيديهم نسوا الله فنسيهم إن المنافقين هم الفاسقون وعد الله المنافقين والمنافقات والكفار نار جهنم خالدين فيها هي حسبهم ولعنهم الله ولهم عذاب مقيم صدق الله العظيم. So we are continuing. We are continuing from last week when we started speaking about the munafiqeen wal munafiqat, the hypocrites. May Allah not make us of them. May Allah not make us of them. May Allah not make us of them. Bearing in mind that Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anhu, the second best person after the prophets and messengers to have walked the face of this earth, the best person after the prophets being Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and the second best person after the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam being Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anhu wa arda, of whom the Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَوْ كَانَ نَبِيٍ بَعْدِ لَكَانَ عُمَر. If there had to have been a Prophet after me, it would have been Umar. He said to him one day, أَنْتَ سِرَاجُ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ يَا عُمَر. You are the light of the people of Jannah, O Umar. But yet, Sayyidina Umar's greatest fear was that his name was on the list of the hypocrites of Medina. The time with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he so badly wanted to find out. But that secret was with who? Hudhayfa. Katimu sir Rasulillah, the keeper of the secret of the Messenger of Allah. And he wasn't allowed to tell anyone because he feared that the Sahaba would then kill them. And then the people in Al-Jazeera Al-Arabiya, the Arabs in the Arabian Peninsula will say that Muhammadun yaqtulu ashaba, that Muhammad kills his companions. Because they were fake Sahaba. They weren't Sahaba. A Sahabi is somebody who meets the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, believes in him and dies on that faith. But they were fake Sahaba. They were pretending to be Sahaba. They were pretending to be believers. And they were 17 in number. Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul and his 16 followers. And Hudhayfa was the keeper of that secret. So in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Umar, he went to Hudhayfa and he said, Ya Hudhayfa, هَلْ وَجَدْتَ اسْمِ بَيْنَ هَؤُلَىٰ. Did you find my name amongst the 17? Hudhayfa, he wouldn't say anything. In the khilaf of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Ya Hudhayfa, هَلْ وَجَدْتَ اسْمِ بَيْنَ هَؤُلَىٰ. Oh Hudhayfa, is my name on the list of the 17 hypocrites of Medina? He wouldn't say anything. When he became Khalifa, now he's got a little bit more muscle. He says, Billahi alayk, I beseech you by Allah, O Hudhayfa, هَلْ وَجَدْتَ اسْمِ بَيْنَ هَؤُلَىٰ. Is my name amongst those names? He says, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, ma'ad Allah, أنت من عشرة المبشرين بالجنة. He said, O Commander of the Faithful, I seek refuge in Allah from what you are saying. You are one of the 10 people that have been promised Jannah. Yet, he was so fearful that he was on the list of the munafiqeen. وَلَعِيَّذُ بِاللَّهِ So how much more fearful should we be? May Allah save us. Allahumma tahir قُلُوبَنَا مِنَ النِّفَاقِ وَأَلْسِنَةَ مِنَ الْكَذِبِ وَعَمَالِنَا مِنَ الرِّيَاءِ وَعَيُّنَنَا مِنَ الْخِيَانَةِ فَإِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِ الصُّدُورِ And so we continue today speaking about these two verses from Surah At-Tawbah. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 67 and 68, Al-Munafiquna wal-Munafiqat. We have done the Arabic last week, so I'll just do the English just for time constraints. The hypocrites, both men and women, are all alike. They encourage what is evil, forbid what is good, and withhold what is in their hands. They have turned their backs on Allah. They have ignored Allah. They've ignored His signs. They have belied Allah. They've neglected Allah. So Allah has neglected them. Surely the hypocrites are the rebellious. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ What is fisq? إِذَا فَسَقَتُ الرُّتْبَةُ عَنْ قِشْرِهَا The fruit and the vegetable, they have a skin. And that skin is there to protect the fruit and the vegetable from rotting. If that fruit or vegetable comes out of its skin, that is called fisq. So a fasiq is somebody that comes out of the protective layer that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the believers with the sharia. The sharia is our protective skin. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the munafiqun as those who have literally come out of that protective layer of the sharia. They have gone against the commandments of Allah and His Messenger, and they, as a result, just like the fruit and the vegetable, have become rotten. Indeed, the hypocrites, they are the rebellious. Then verse number 68, Allah has promised the hypocrites, both men and women, and the disbelievers, a stay in the fire of hell. Of course, it is everlasting if it is major nifaq, as I explained last week. What is major nifaq? A person that doesn't believe at all, pretends to believe, but inside they are disbelievers. That is al-nifaq al-akbar, major nifaq. Minor nifaq, and don't think it's minor as in it's nothing. No, it's something very serious, because a person even with minor nifaq will also go to the fire. But if there are believers, they will not remain in the fire. Ya Allah, don't enter us into the fire, even for 1 millisecond, Ya Rabb. أو أقل من ذلك, or even that which is less than that, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. Allahumma adkhilna al-jannata bighayri hisab, Ya Rabb. Oh Allah, enter us into paradise without any account, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. So the difference between the major munafiq and the minor munafiq is that the major munafiq will be eternally in the fire. في الدرك الأسفل من النار, in the lowest ranks of the fire of Jahannam, the one who is pretending to be a Muslim. And the one who is a Muslim, but when they speak, they lie. What are the three signs of a munafiq? Ayatul munafiqi thalath. If they speak, they lie. إذا حدث كذبا وإذا وعد أخلفا. If they make a promise, they break it. وإذا تمن خانا. And if they are entrusted with something, they break their trust. That is a munafiq that will also go to the fire. Only difference is if they are believers, in other words, they believe in Allah and His Messenger, salawatu rabbi salamu alayhi, they fulfill the requirements of being a Muslim, but they are munafiqoon, it means they will go to the fire, but they won't remain in the fire. They will first have to be purified of their nifaq before they can be taken out of the fire and entered into Jannah. Ya Allah, don't make us of either of them, Ya Rabbal Alameen. So, we are sitting now in the 21st century after more than 1400 years of the advent of the coming of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the last and final messenger with the last and final revelation to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to mankind in its entirety, from the time that he came until the last hour. And those that believe, those that follow him, they are the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And since day one, when this ummah was formed, there has been nifaq. And there have been munafiqun. There has been hypocrisy. And there have been great numbers of hypocrites. And just to go back to where we left off from last week, and in actual fact, I wanted to start with the hadith that I was searching on my hard drive. This hard drive. That I was searching on my hard drive for, and alhamdulillah, I have now retrieved it, is the hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala an wa arda, where he says, qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this hadith is in Muslim and Bukhari. Why I first said Muslim is because I'm quoting you the narration from Sahih Muslim. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن شر الناس ذو الوجهين. The most evil of people are people who have two faces. You know, on a lighter note, before we really get serious, you know, the old man said altijd gesê, die kinders moenie in die gedaap van die ou mense of van die groot mense sit nie. The children mustn't sit in the company of the adults. I don't know where they got that from. Certainly not from the Quran or the Sunnah. So, on this one particular occasion, let's say Auntie Salma was visiting Auntie Khadija. And Fatima, who's Auntie Khadija's daughter, is standing in the passage, and every time she sticks her head around the corner. And she goes away. She comes back, she sticks her head around the corner. When she does it for a third time, Khadija, her mother, says, Fatima, what will you hear? What do you want? Every time coming and disturbing us, me and Auntie Salma are speaking here. She said, no, mommy, I wanted to see where's Auntie Salma's other face. Her maat moest vir haar sê, Auntie Salma's moest twee gefriet. Khadija had said in the presence of Fatima that Auntie Salma is two-faced. Had Salma or had Fatima been present in the first place amongst Khadija and Salma, we wouldn't have heard of such talk, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So this concept of being dhul wajhain, two-faced, having one face for this group or for that individual, and another face for that group or that individual. This is something that our beloved Prophet ﷺ has emphatically stated in this hadith, that these are the most evil of people. إِنَّ شَرَّ النَّاسِ ذُو الْوَجْهَيْنِ الَّذِي يَأْتِ هَؤُلَى بِوَجْهٍ وَهَؤُلَاءِ بِوَجْهٍ. The most evil of people are people who have two faces. They have one face for this group, and they have another face for that group. And when we look, and I want to go back in terms of tariq, in terms of history, I want to revisit that moment when the Khilafah was destroyed by Ataturk, was abolished on the 3rd of March 1924. Since the time of our beloved Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam, the Khilafah was abolished. And on the same day, Sharif Hussein established the Sharifian Caliphate. And he had great support. He had support in Damascus, Jerusalem, Beirut, Makkah, Baghdad, Amman, Medina, and Halab. He even had support in Palestine, even from the Christians of Haifa, and even from the Shia Muslims of Iraq. He had support. At the same time, on the same day, if I'm not mistaken, it might not have been on the same day, but King Fuad of Egypt also established his own Khilafah with the backing of the Al-Azhar University. So one Khilafah in Makkah, Sharif Hussein. Another Khilafah now in Egypt, King Fuad. And then the French were very upset. They said, no, this is not going to be good for us because this is going to revive pan-Islamism. Now, pan-Islamism is just an Orientalist word for Islamic Brotherhood, which is something that the last great Sultan of the Ottoman Empire, Abdul Hamid II, was the core of his ideology and his foreign policy. That the glue that binds all of the Muslims of the world is the kalima of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And not even being Ottomans, and certainly not being Turks or Arabs, or black or white. And this is the thing that the West hated the most, because this is the greatest threat. When the Ummah is united, and the Ummah is strong. So their plotting and their planning has always been to destroy this unity, and then to abolish or have that Khilafah, that type of Khilafah abolished, so as not to threaten their hegemony. So the French, after the announcement of Sharif Hussein with his Khilafah, and King Fuad with his Khilafah, the French then got the Sultan of Morocco to also announce his Khilafah that would be allied to the French and the Western powers. This is the kind of mess that the Ummah has been in up till today, but that especially started then on the 3rd of March 1924, when that Khilafah was abolished. And how was it abolished? How did we lose it? We lost it through nifaq. We lost it through hypocrisy. We lost it through duplicity. We lost it through not just two-faced people, but people with three, four, five faces. And it's continuing up till today. In actual fact, it gets worse. As we go along the story, it actually gets worse. I mean, the Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Khayr al-Quruni qarni. Khayr al-Quruni qarni. He said, the best of generations is my generation. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونُمْ Then those that come after them, and then those that come after them. So there's a digression with the generations. But from the 3rd of March, or just before that, if we take from the Arab revolt, or let's go before that, from the ousting of Sultan Abdul Hamid II, who according to Sheikh Muhammad Musa Sharif, who is in prison in Saudi Arabia, for a simple little tweet that he made about something that he observed when he was in the army in the 1970s. And there are many like him. In actual fact, the latest statistics that I got is there are at least 4,000 du'at, imams, khutaba, ulama, that are languishing in prisons in Saudi Arabia. 4,000. Not 120 that was published, I think, sometime in 2018, 2019. In actual fact, I read an article just the other day that in Saudi Arabia, people are now being arrested for tweets that are being made against the Israeli government, and tweets that support the resistance in Palestine. People are being arrested. So, coming back to this disaster that ensued with the overthrowing of Sultan Abdul Hamid in 1908 by the Young Turks. A movement that was driven by a materialistic, positivistic, kufr ideology. And that's got a long history. That comes on from Auguste Comte and the Carbonari, the Italian Freemasons, and how Freemasonry came into the Ottoman Empire via one of their ministers,
and ambassadors to France and England, Rashid Basha, and the implementation of At-Tanzimat, the reorganization based on the Western system that took place under Abdul Majid the First. After him came Abdul Aziz, and then after him came Sultan Abdul Hamid the Second. That turned everything on its head and wanted to it's shocking even to say this, to re-Islamize the Muslim Empire, because that's how far away they had got from Islam. And he was fighting a losing battle quite simply because of the munafiqeen, of the hypocrites in the palace itself. Some of his closest advisors were plotting against him. And eventually in 1908 he was overthrown. I must read to you, I was going to leave this till the end, but let me rather share it with you now. It is a poem that was written by Rida Tawfiq Pasha. Rida Tawfiq Pasha, who was part of this group of Mu'assasat al-Ittihad wa Taraqqi, the CUP, the Committee for Union and Progress, the Young Turks, that overthrew him. And he had great nadam, he had great regret after the deposing of Sultan Abdul Hamid. And then, of course, the outbreak of the First World War and the decimation and the breakup of the Ottoman Empire. And in his later years, Tawfiq Basha, he wrote a tribute to Sultan Abdul Hamid, and he said, "Where are you, my glorious Sultan Hamid Khan? Does my lamentation reach your presence? Stand up from the sleep of death for a moment. Look at the sin of this ungrateful nation." "When history will remember your name, it will confess you being right, O great Sultan. We were those who shamelessly slandered the most sage ruler of its time. We said our Sultan was cruel and crazy. We said he has to succumb to the revolution. We said what Satan told us to say. We said what Shaitan told us to say. We gave birth to chaos." Wallahi, we are living that chaos right now. We are in the belly of that chaos, like Nabi Yunus in the belly of the whale. "We gave birth to chaos, not you. We were insane. We have threaded a rotten yarn with reveries. Not only insane, but we were also ill-mannered. We have spit onto the honor of our ancestors. Then a degenerated and ill-behaved herd has sprouted up and entered the arena." I mean, we read the stories. I know we also watch the series, but we read the stories of Ertugrul and Uthman and Orhan. Allahu Akbar. He says, "Shame on all of them. Then a degenerated and ill-behaved herd has sprouted up and entered the arena. From where all these traitors come? From where have all these traitors come?" He says, question mark. "Shame on all of them. They have cut people into pieces. They have perpetuated slaughters. Those who did not honor the Sultan prostrated themselves before the dirty hat of rebellious officers. There is no limit for those who suffer from famine, from those who have sacrificed their heads. Cursed should be this tyrant, but still he is remembered with mercy. Now the nation has turned into a cemetery. Everyone has his share of the cursing. Only few people have found peace in the mourning of the devastated cities. The nation's interest is covered by sins. The religion is trampled under feet." Very interestingly, in 1924, 100 years after the 1824 edict by Mahmud II, where it was banned for ordinary people to wear turbans, and everybody had to wear the red fez, something that was even worn here, in Cape Town, Miri Kwas. Miri Kwas is a greg. Yeah, Haji Kwas. 100 years later, the fez was banned. And everybody had to wear that European kepi. So, it just shows you that when we start to chip away at the edifice of this perfect lifestyle that was left behind by our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are opening as what they call Pandora's box. We're opening the door of the shaitan. And then eventually we start letting go. Each rung of the ladder. You see, the highest rung of the ladder of Islam is governance, is khilafah. We let go of that on the 3rd of March 1924. The last rung on the ladder is salah. The last rung, the top rung is Islamic governance. The bottom rung of the ladder is salah. Is salah. And how many people have already abandoned salah? Allahumma thabbitni ya Rabbi. The nation's interest is covered by sins. The religion is trampled under feet. The soul of the Turk was forced to rebel against his prophet and his Lord. But you, my prophet, are a great intercessor. Even from paradise you may send your support. This nation has suffered. May it be rescued. Forgive us, O my Padishah. Padishah is another title for the Sultan, meaning Abdul Hamid II. So from 1908, which was the Young Turk Revolution, when the Young Turks took over, and even some concessions, because remember, it was Abdul Hamid II that met with Theodor Herzl, the father of political Zionism. And Theodor Herzl offered Sultan Abdul Hamid II for the entire debt of the Ottoman Empire to be paid off. Just for some land in Palestine for the Zionists to settle. Abdul Hamid said to him, in actual fact, he never met face to face, but via an intermediary, the message was delivered that Abdul Hamid, Sultan Abdul Hamid, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, I won't give up one span of the land of Palestine, which does not belong to me, and which was taken with the blood of the Muslimin. He said, it does not belong to me, but it belongs to the Muslimin. And he didn't compromise. And that is why historians differ as to the details, but that is why they plotted to overthrow it. And in fact, there was Karasu, his name was Karasu. He was a Jewish man that was part of the CUP, part of the Committee of Union and Progress. And it is said that they had direct ties with Theodor Herzl and the World Zionist Organization, and that they plotted the overthrow of Sultan Abdul Hamid. Sultan Abdul Hamid is out the way in 1908. The triumvirate, the three I spoke about them last week, the Thalatha Pashawat, the three Pashas that were totally deluded and deranged and decided to enter the First World War on the side of Germany. And through that, of course, the British at the same time had made contact with Sharif Hussein. It's like a movie with all these actors. Allahu Akbar. It's unbelievable when you actually read through it. So we have stationed in Cairo, the High Commissioner is Sir Henry McMahon. Then we have from the British India government, Sir Percy Cox. Then we have two famous explorers, but if you ever hear the word explorer, you must also know spy. Spy, like Alexander Burns, they say he was the greatest. He was sent to Afghanistan and he was killed there in Kabul. Alexander Burns, explorer stroke, spy. Gertrude Bell, explorer stroke, spy. Who was the other one? William Shakespeare, Captain William Shakespeare. I'm talking about the guy from the Macbeth. Captain William Shakespeare, he was the first of the British representatives to meet with Abdullah ibn Abdul Aziz ibn Saud. And in fact, he was killed by Ibn Shuraim, not Shuraim the Qari, Ibn Shuraim from Al Rashid. Remember, I told you the two competing families in Najd were Al Rashid and Al Saud. So there was a battle called the Battle of Jarrab. And this Captain William Shakespeare, who had been meeting with Abdullah, Abdul Aziz ibn Saud, he was killed at this battle. In fact, Sir Percy Cox, he says the Arab revolt would have been totally different had Captain William Shakespeare survived. Because that means the British would have gone with Ibn Saud from the beginning. But in the beginning, they first made an agreement with Sharif Hussein and mainly his two sons, Faisal and Abdullah. So the duplicity of the British speaking with Sharif Hussein, making behind the scene deals with Ibn Saud, Ibn Saud pretending to be an ally of Hussein, Ibn Saud telling the Ottomans that if the First World War breaks out, that he will side with the Ottomans against the British, agreeing with the British that if war breaks out, he will support them against the Ottomans. And at the same time, the British promising Area A, which was Lebanon and Syria, to the French in the Sykes-Picot Agreement, 1916. So 1915 Treaty of Darin, and 1915 also the McMahon Papers with Sharif Hussein. So they were literally like, you know, what that indigenous First Nation Native American said to me, white men speak with forked tongue. So they were speaking, at the same time they were speaking to Ibn Saud, they were speaking to Sharif Hussein. In 1916 they were speaking with the French. 1917 they were speaking with the Zionists. The Zionists were busy preparing. It took them a whole year. Do you know the Zionists actually prepared the Balfour Declaration themselves? Those 67 words. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. You cannot understand the Balfour Declaration unless you first look up the Herbert Memorandum. Herbert Samuel, who was a Jewish member of parliament, and he was instrumental. He, along with Mark Sykes from the Sykes-Picot Agreement, used to meet with the Zionists in the house of Moses Gaster, with people like Nahum Sokolow, with people like Chaim Weizmann, who became the leader of the World Zionist Organization, with people like Ze'ev Jabotinsky, with people like Israel Zangwill, the first Zionist to utter those words, a land without people for a people without land. Afterwards, he regretted that and actually changed his mind and said the Jews should go live in Uganda. But this was the type of duplicity and treachery that was going on behind the scenes and ended up in Muslims slaughtering Muslims in the First World War. During the Arab Revolt in 1915, you had the Hashemites slaughtering at many battles the Ottomans, and then you even had the Hashemites and Al Saud also killing one another. And whenever Muslims ally themselves with the kuffar to fight against and to kill other Muslims, Allah takes everything away. And that's exactly what happened to us. And it's happening right up until this day. We'll have to go for part 3 next week, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it be, ya Allah, in your pre-eternal knowledge, that any of these munafiqoon that continue to exist within this ummah, if it be in your pre-eternal knowledge that they are not to be guided, فَخُذْهُمْ أَخْذَ عَزِيزٍ مُقْتَدِرٍ, then take them and destroy them, ya Rabbil Alameen. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ عَنِ الْحَمْدِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَلَمِينَ. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. Jamaat al-Muslimin, there was just a bit of confusion, and I apologize. Inshallah, we're going to make that special dua that I said we were going to make last week. We're going to make it today, inshallah, for our beloved Bilal
brother Shaukat Hussain, who has been for the last 25 years at this masjid making adhan in the corner there, our brother Shaukat Hussain. Inshallah, it was his birthday last Friday, and we're going to make dua for him, inshallah. But especially, he hasn't been well. He hasn't been well. He has received treatment, and alhamdulillah, everything is okay. But we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him complete shifa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him long life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the obedience of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with good health and with mubarak wealth, many miles of happy smiles for him and his family and his progeny. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide and protect them all. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Jamaat al-Muslimin, I made an announcement a few weeks ago about a brother that was looking for accommodation, and him and his family. And I didn't get any, nobody came back to me. But in the meantime, he has got permission from, alhamdulillah, a good Muslim family to put up a Wendy house in their yard. And the Wendy house has obviously a price attached to it. I'm not even going to read out the price. But those that would like to assist, can you please speak to me afterwards, and I'll put you in direct contact with the brother, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is anything else? Oh yes, there's a janaza as well. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. It is with deep sadness we share the news that our beloved father, Nadim van Wyk, has returned to the mercy of Allah. The mayit will leave 92 3rd Avenue. Okay, that's already happened at 12:15. Salah will be immediately after Jumu'ah at Masjid al-Sunni, and it then will proceed to the Mowbray Maqbara. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put sabr into the hearts of his loved ones and grant him a high place in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا تظلمن إذا ما كنت مقتدرا فالظلم ترجع قباه إلى الندم تنام عيناك والمظلوم منتبه يدعو عليك وعين الله لم تنم وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظم جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم المنافقون والمنافقات بعضهم من بعض يأمرون بالمنكر وينهون عن المعروف ويقبضون أيديهم نسوا الله فنسيهم إن المنافقين هم الفاسقون وعد الله المنافقين والمنافقات والكفار نار جهنم خالدين فيها هي حسبهم ولعنهم الله ولهم عذاب مقيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن شر الناس ذو الوجهين الذي يأتي هؤلاء بوجه وهؤلاء بوجه صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت أتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلوق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيب نور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافة الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل البدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وأمنهم من خوف اللهم ارمي عنهم إذا رموا وسد عنهم إذا رموا اللهم عليك بالصهاينة ومن والاهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم شتت شملهم اللهم فرق جمعهم اللهم لا تحقق لهم غاية ولا ترفع لهم راية اللهم انصرنا عليهم اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من أيديهم وارزقنا صلاة فيه وهو حر عزيز يا رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقم الصلاة قام الله وعدهم ودامة السماء والأرض La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Istaw, i'tadilu, tarasu, sudd al-khalal. Heels in line, shoulder touching shoulder. Close all the gaps. Please make sure that all cell phones are on silent or switched off. Is there enough space at the back? Can we proceed? Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله. 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 الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله. 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 Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. We also going to inshallah include in our dua firstly for Al-Hajj Shawkat Hussein inshallah on his birthday last week, and for his health, inshallah. And we're also going to make dua for Idris Abrams, 4 years old, who's in Red Cross Hospital in a very serious condition. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him both complete shifa and all of our sick. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس اشفي أنت شافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش الكريم أن يشفي أخانا شوكة وإدريس اللهم اشفيهما شفاء كاملا من كل داء برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين بسم الله نرقيهما والله يشفيهما بسم الله نرقيهما والله يشفيهما بسم الله نرقيهما والله يشفيهما اللهم اشفيهما ببركة سورة الفاتحة بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اللهم بارك في حياة أخينا شوكة حسين اللهم بارك في حركاته وسكناته اللهم بارك في أهله ورزقه اللهم افتح عليه فتوح العارفين اللهم اجعله من الصالحين ومن المتقين اللهم أعطيه إيمانا كاملا ويقينا صادقا وقلبا خاشعا ولسانا ذاكرا وعقلا تاما وعلما نافيا وعملا صالحا ورزقا واسعا حلالا طيبا اللهم احفظه وإيانا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة يا رب العالمين وأصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها ولا تكل إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Just a reminder, we have a janazah, so inshallah, as soon as you've done your two rak'ats, sunnah salah, if we can bring the mayit forward, inshallah. Can just get the cartel ready, and then inshallah we will proceed with the salat al-janazah. Jazakumullah khairan. Can have the siblings of the deceased, or not the siblings, the sons of the deceased, and their siblings in the front. Where's Brother Faldi? All right. If we can just make a path for the mayor to come through. If we can just make a path for the mayor to come through. When you're walking, we say, Tariq, Tariq, Tariq.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
فاتحة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وسكنه في الجنة. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وروحه في الجنة. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وادخله الجنة. وتجاوز عن سيئاته واحشره مع نبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. وحسن أولئك رفيقا. ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما. اللهم إن كان محسنا فزد في إحسانه، وإن كان مسيئا فتجاوز عن سيئاته. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وعافي واعف عنه وأكرم نزله له وسع ما دخله وغسله بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقه من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وسكنه في الجنة. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وسكنه في الجنة. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وسكنه في الجنة. اللهم إن كان محسنا فزد في إحسانه، وإن كان مسيئا فتجاوز عن سيئاته، واحشره مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين، وحسن أولئك رفيقا. ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما. اللهم اجعل أهله لك ذاكرين، واجعل أهله لك شاكرين، واجعل أهله من عبادك الصالحين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. نسألك يا الله إيمانا كاملا، ويقينا صادقا، ورزقا واسعا، وحلالا طيبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية، فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. ما ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم فيها سلام وآخر دعواهم الحمد لله لا رب العالمين بارك الله الشيخ الأسمراني ما شاء الله ذو مخارج